Hey, sisters. Sister Amen. Back again. Share some encouragement with you. Kind of doing an impromptu audio with you, standing out here with Brother Two Posts alongside a busy superhighway on one side, and then we're a little ways away from that on a quieter road, and we're flying gospel signs outside of a big mega church. And I was thinking, you know, how Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits. And then I was also thinking about Revelation 21 and 22, where it says, if you love and practice a lie, you'd be left outside the gates of heaven, which we don't want for anybody, which is why we go out into the world and proclaim his truth. That's one of the reasons why. And so here we are. It's a big mega church. And so I thought I would just share with us some clues that show us how we know somebody's fruits, or how we know an organization's fruits. You know, if you're looking for a church or you're looking for believers. So here's the first one. I'm looking across the street, and it's a super big building. Humongous. Cost a lot of money. So it's going to need a lot of people to support it. So there's a clue. That's not a good thing. Didn't Jesus say few? We're gonna touch on that a few times. So there's a big clue right there. That's one. That should be enough. If that's not enough, I'm looking on top of it, and there's a phallic symbol, a steeple. Brother Two Posts teaches on that. It's a pagan symbol on top of the roof. If that doesn't give you enough, how about the pagan steeple on top, or the pagan cross on top of that? So we've just discussed one, two, three from the outside, just driving by, that you can see are not in the truth. Now here you can't see it, but I see there got to be thousands of people here. The parking lot is absolutely humongous, and it's jam-packed. And we've been standing out here for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes. I don't know how long. It's been quite a while. And they're all lined up. I can see 100 of them lined up down the road this way. I look over here, and they're coming out of the other side of the church. And there's still people pouring out. So there's another easy clue for you. Didn't Jesus say few? Few. So when you drive by one of these big mega churches, you can easily see that. How about a small church, a small building that has to be supported by the people, and it takes enough people to pay for the bills, pay for the mortgage, pay for the insurance, pay for the pastor, pay for his vacations. You see where I'm going on all this? So it's easy to pick out a mega church, and you can look at that and go, nope. I can see a lot of sins on that right from the outside. You don't even need to go into the inside, like looking at their website, seeing they got a false gospel. They don't teach people how to come out of the world. They don't teach women how to dress, or men. They don't teach them how to be godly, holy saints in all their ways. And that goes the same whether it's a big church, if you want it. Yeah, I'll call it a church because they're like Satan's synagogues. They're not the ecclesia, the called out body of Christ. Even down to the small ones that you drive by on the corner. Because if you look at the denominational name on it, or the non-denominational name, it doesn't matter. They're all pretty much the same, doing the same things. They just have a different flavor. They're created hundreds, if not well over 1,000 years after Christ started the New Testament body. And it's really easy to see, even if you have to go on their website, you're going to find a false gospel. And if it's not false, if it is preaching Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, that he shed his blood for the remission of sins, and that he was fully God, fully man, came to the earth, died, in 3 days rose again. Even if they preach that, and they preach repentance, which is a turning of your mind and a turning of your ways, forsaking all your sins and willing to lay down your life and follow after Christ, and even if they're teaching that you must be born again or born from above, John 3:3, Jesus said that must happen or you're not going to enter into the kingdom of God. And even if they teach holiness and obedience, and even if they say you have to endure, they may talk about it, they may call it teaching, but they're not holding people to it. We haven't seen one building in America that either wants the full truth of God's word, willing to repent and conform to it, or is already doing it. So I'm just sharing some of these things for you to identify with. I know my sisters out there know all this, but we're out on the streets all the time. We encounter thousands of people, hundreds day after day, adds up to thousands, and I don't know how many we've encountered sharing the truth with, that they might not see all this. Maybe they don't have the light enough to see it, and God's just using a little bit here and there to show them some of the truth before he possibly opens their eyes if they repent, or hardens their heart and turns them back into the darkness if they keep wasting the light he's given them. So those are just a few things. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Brother Tupos has laid that out in detail. Faith, repentance, being born again, obeying, and enduring. You can go read about that, listen to some in-depth audios on that. And I just want to share this with you, whoever's listening, probably more seekers than saints out there. I just told this to a woman yesterday. We talked to a husband and a wife, and my admonition to her from woman to woman was to not wait for her husband. Obviously, be respectful to him, obey him. He's the authority in her house, reverence the authority that he has, and obey the scriptures. But don't compromise. Don't be going to the churches out there because she started to see through them. Don't be going to them if, and I'm just going to tell you, sisters, if you have a rebellious husband or one that's not in the Lord or one that is claiming it and he's in sin and he wants you to sin, obviously you're not going to obey him. I want seekers and sisters to be searching the scriptures and following and obeying what the scriptures say, regardless of who else is or isn't doing it around them. Because, like I told this woman yesterday, I said, you know, you're going to stand before the Lord on your own. You come into the world alone. You're going to go out of the world alone. You're not going to stand with your husband. You can't bring him or your children or your family or your parents or your friends or your hobbies or your desires. You're going to have to leave it all behind. Shed it today. We all need to shed everything today that we can so that we're ready to enter into the kingdom of God, not trying to carry a bunch of baggage with us, because that will leave us outside the gates of heaven. And a lot of the baggage, what I'm talking about, is these churches that people are flocking to. And one more warning before I let you go, sisters. There's a lot I could say, but I'm going to go back to focus on sign flying because it's really windy out here and it's hard to hold on to this thing with one hand and then the phone. Fellowship idolatry. I want to warn you about that. You know, over the years, Brother Tupos and I have had people come and go, and I stand strong, so does he, but I'm talking to you, sisters, from my point of view. I stand strong, and I've always said it from the beginning, I'm willing to stand on my own. Even if Brother Tupos runs away or the Lord takes him home, I'm standing alone. And I keep thinking about Anna. I want to do an audio on that. Anna the prophetess at the... Oh, I was looking at somebody there, like, making motions. I don't know what it was. My sign says, "Your Jesus enemy, J.R. Church." That's the church we're standing out. Repent or perish. And so... get back to what I was talking about, fellowship idolatry. I keep thinking about Anna in the temple. She gave her life to prayer and fasting for the Lord, and then when Jesus came, when he was born, she told everybody that would hear about him. And that's what I want to be. I want to be focused on the Lord first and foremost, and then I want to be telling everybody about this glorious Savior that has come and shed his blood for the remission of sins for those who would repent and follow after him in holiness and obedience. A woman just rolled her window down to try to say something to me. I can't hear anything out of my bad ear, which could be a blessing, and I'm not going to be approaching cars because they can send us an email. And so far, most people driving by are not very happy with our signs. Brother Tupos is calling out the pastor here. And yeah, so anyway, we know the world will hate the truth. That's okay. Jesus said it. Nothing new under the sun. We would expect that. I expect almost everybody we encounter to hate the truth. God will deal with that. Maybe there'll be a seeker who doesn't. We know those who seek walk right up to us, even in the midst of a bunch of mockers and haters, and they don't care if anybody sees them standing there talking to the so-called crazy people out on the streets. That man just swerved on the road toward me. Wicked, wicked people. So anyway, nothing new under the sun there either. They killed our master and the disciples and our brothers and sisters before us. So we'll be willing to die for him. There's another man coming way over on the side of the road. I'm quite a ways off, but anyway, just sharing some thoughts with you, sisters. I'll let you go now. Go back and focus on what we're going to do. Let's see what the Lord has for us in our day. I hope you're striving on, standing strong, being Anna. Be Anna. Well, there's many, many examples in the scriptures we could follow of godly, holy women with different attributes, but be her. Give your life to the Lord, sisters. That's the main thing. And then when you get the chance, make sure you share the glory of Christ with everybody. Rejoice. Be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.